sing it, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear. All in your
hey, the time is right at 8 o'clock. This is has been Highway 322. My name is Will Two Step. Thank you so much. I'd like to give a big thanks to our ticket winner for Trampled by Turtles, Matthew down in Broomfield. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. We had a number of phone calls for that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Right now, this is Kate Wolf from An Evening in Austin. Let's get together. Sorry we can't finish it out. Milk Drive preceding Kate Wolf with Soho from their album Places You've Not Been. Thank you again for everybody listening. Stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack coming up directly. Talk to you all soon. Enjoy your evening.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're into part two of a series we started last week called Flower Rags. Joplin probably is the best known composer of what I would call flower rags, kind of slow and romantic type rags. And so we played quite a number of those from the early history of ragtime. Tonight we're going to play a collection of flower rags that I'm calling contemporary flower rags, written by, with only one exception looking down the list here, all written by people who are still alive. So that makes them contemporary. Start out with a name that should be familiar to a lot of our listeners, Scott Kirby. And in 1994, Scott wrote a piece called Columbine. Columbine happens to be the state flower of my state, Colorado. I don't know if that was an influence on Scott or not, but here then is Scott Kirby playing his own composition, Columbine.
Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely piece by Scott Kirby. Columbine, written by Scott in 1994. Well, I don't know, as I said, if this was influenced by the Colorado State Flower, but this next one definitely was, because, and I know that because I wrote it. It's called Columbine Rag, the first rag I ever composed back in 1979. And draws inspiration from Scott Joplin and a little bit from Joseph Lamb, but I'm hoping that it fits squarely in the flower rag vein. Thank you. Columbine Rag by yours truly from 1979. Well, in our contemporary flower rag listing here, we come to a piece called Daffodil, written in 1983 by Galen Wilkes, a fine composer from Southern California. Galen put out a very interesting album not too long ago where he took, maybe 15 of his own pieces and had 15 different artists each play a piece. And Daffodil was played by Frank Morocco on accordion from Van Nuys, California. And Galen says, he's one of the best accordionists in the world. His prolific career includes recording nearly 200 movie soundtracks, over 150 TV programs, 6 Broadway shows, has worked with more than 125 orchestra leaders and composers worldwide. So let's listen to Frank Morocco as he brings us Daffodil by Galen Wilkes. Good job. Frank Morocco and Daffodil by Galen Wilkes. Turning now to the man who is probably the best known Australian ragtime composer who ever lived, Dave Dolowitz. Dolowitz has written over 700 works. He passed away a few years ago, I'm sorry to say, but I had a chance to actually visit him in his hometown of Adelaide. We had a wonderful time making music together. Here's a piece from 1998. He's calling it Delphinium. And here is the Dave Dolowitz Ragtime Ensemble.
Thank you.
Dolowitz and his Ragtime Ensemble and Delphinium from 1998. Turning now to composer William Bolcom. Made a big splash in the ragtime scene in the early 1970s. Wrote a bunch of pieces that are still very popular today. And then gave up ragtime and moved on, ultimately winning a Pulitzer Prize for an opera that he wrote. On the faculty, music faculty at the University of Michigan now. Here's a piece from 1970 called Gardenia, a Flower Rag. It'll be played this evening by John Murphy.
Thank you.
The Gardenia, Flower Rag by William Bolcom, as played by John Murphy. Well, let's get back to Galen Wilkes, who, no, actually, he's not next. Sorry, we're into Reginald Robinson now, who in 1993 wrote a piece called The Petunia Rag. Reggie is an African-American young man from the Chicago area who was ultimately awarded a MacArthur Genius Grant, so in recognition of his musical abilities. Here we have his Petunia Rag from 1993, as played by the composer. Sparkled right along. Petunia Rag, written and played by Reginald Robinson. Turning now to Tom Breyer, who's become sort of a legend in his own time in Southern California, having written over 200 rags, an amazing sight reader, and a favored performer at the West Coast Ragtime Festival. From his very first album, here from 1992, is Rose Blossoms, written and played by Tom Breyer.
Thank you.
magnificent rag, Rose Blossoms, written and played by Tom Breyer. Well, let's get back to Galen Wilkes now, and from 1980, here is his Magnolia Rag, as played by Masanobu Ikemia, who is the conductor of the New York Ragtime Orchestra. Masanobu Ikemia has played Magnolia Rag by Galen Wilkes. Terry Waldo is probably the best known ragtimer in New York City. He was a close friend of Ubi Blake's. And in 1976, Terry wrote a piece called The Yellow Rose Rag. Here is Neil Blaze. Thank you. Neil Blaze has brought us Terry Waldo's Yellow Rose Rag. Bit of New York brashness in that one. Let's get back to Dave Dolowitz and his ragtime ensemble, a piece he wrote in 1990 called Sweet William. Dave Dolowitz and the Ragtime Ensemble and Sweet William. Now let's turn to Terry Parrish from Indianapolis, Indiana, fronter of the Elite Syncopators. In 1990, Terry wrote the Yellow Tulips Rag. Let's listen to that.
Thank you.
Terry Parrish in his own composition, Yellow Tulips from 1990. That in the background is Glenn Jenks playing his own composition, Queen of Violets, from 1989. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we celebrated contemporary flower rags. And we'll let Glenn Jenks take us out tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show and that you will tune in on another Thursday evening for some more recorded ragtime. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. The time is 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure to follow a great program by Jack. And tonight we've got a great one for you on Swing Shift. We're going to continue our salute to the theme songs of the great bands. And I've got some wonderful tunes for you to listen in on. So stay tuned for some great sounds. According to many, one of the funnest big bands to be a part of during the swing era was that led by tenor saxist Charlie Barnett. He had a ball, and so did his band members. Of course, undoubtedly, that was at least partially true, because Charlie Barnett was independently wealthy, and he didn't need income from his band to make a difference. So he certainly discovered some wonderful musicians along the way, the Moderneers, who would later join Glenn Miller, along with Billy May, who would also join Glenn Miller. And he also hired Lena Horne to sing with his band. But here was his theme, a tune written by Ray Noble, interestingly enough, a swing version of Cherokee.